Would you pray with me? Oh Lord God, there is no place for us to go other than your Son, Jesus Christ, for salvation. We are so grateful that you gave him to us. He is the only source of salvation, and we praise you for that. Lord, we pray as we come to your word around the Lord's table that you would be pleased. Lord, that we would honor your Son, we would remember him well, and we pray it in his name. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles to John 19. John 19. As you're doing that, think for a minute about the crucifixion of Jesus. Leading up to our passage, John has recorded the crucifixion for us. He's recorded a dispute over what Pilate wrote on the note that was nailed to the cross above Jesus' head. He recorded how the soldiers divided up Jesus' garments between themselves. And then he recorded how Jesus arranged for the care of his mother, Mary, after his death. Our passage is going to help us remember two things this morning. It's going to help us remember Jesus' obedience to the Father and Jesus' love for us. Let's read one verse together, verse 28 of John 19. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, to fulfill the scripture, said, "I am thirsty." We see the obedience of Jesus at the beginning of this verse. Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished. What was accomplished here was the satisfaction of God's wrath against Christians. And this was a complete satisfaction. This was not a partial satisfaction. It was complete. This means that Jesus obediently endured the outpouring of all of the Father's wrath against all of those who would trust Jesus for salvation. And because Jesus was the target and the object of the Father's wrath, he was very well aware of when the outpouring of that wrath was finished. And he hung there on the cross, and he obediently endured all of that wrath, waiting patiently until his suffering would come to an end. And while he was on the cross, he didn't give in to the temptations of sin. He didn't save himself, even though he had the opportunity to do that. He didn't disqualify himself from being the innocent Messiah by reviling back when those who were in front of him reviled him. He didn't disqualify himself by uttering threats while he was suffering. Instead, he obediently endured the Father's wrath so that he could redeem us away from the penalty of our sin. That is obedience. Then we see the love of Jesus at the end of the verse. Jesus says, "I'm thirsty." What's important, what's very telling, what's very revealing is when Jesus says this. He says this after all things had been accomplished. After it. After he had satisfied the Father's wrath against us. He was certainly thirsty before this point. The crucifixion had taken at least 3 hours, and it was brutal. So he was clearly thirsty throughout. But Jesus had no desire to care for himself until he had secured our salvation by suffering under the Father's wrath. His only purpose was to focus all of his being, all of his faculties, on the task of contending with every last drop of the Father's wrath against us as he bled and died in our place. And then, and only then, would Jesus seek to care for his own need. The Lord's table is for those for whom Jesus died. And the way that you know that this is you is if you have a life that indicates that you are no longer your own master. If your greatest desire is to serve Christ rather than yourself. If you have entrusted Christ with your salvation for the work that he performed on the cross in your place. This is a time for you. In a moment when the elements come to you, take them and hold them and ponder the goodness of God, that he gave you an obedient Savior who was obedient to the Father and who was loving to you. When a person comes to Christ, God does something remarkable in their life. He removes sin as master in their life, completely removes it as master. If there is some area of your life in which there's an ongoing pattern of sin, you need to know that that sin is present in your life because you allow it. But because that sin no longer rules over you, because it's no longer master over you, as a believer, you have the opportunity, you have the privilege, you have the means of forsaking that sin and running from that sin. So I encourage you to do that before you take the elements today. Confess that sin before the Lord, flee from it, and join us together in taking the elements. If you have not submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in your life, you need to know this, that God has one and only one design for salvation, and that is through the person of Jesus Christ. It's for the person who entrusted Jesus Christ with the work that he did in their place on the cross. Forgiveness for your sin can be yours today if you recognize Jesus as that person. You embrace him as your master and your Lord, and you seek to obey him and follow him. If you will do that, please join us in taking the elements today. If not, when the elements come to you, just pass them by to the person next to you. This is a time for Christians to remember what Jesus has done for them. So men, come and serve us, and take the elements on your own.